Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 27th of September, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Also with me, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly. Good to be here.
I'm glad to have you both. And part of the reason for that is because you were both active participants in FONMAS this year, and I was not. And so I want to hear about the stuff everybody got. And Dave, I'm going to start with you because I'm going to go ahead and classify two items delivered on Friday as a spending spree. And I'm going to have you talk to us about what showed up at your house.
Sure. Yeah, well, technically three, but so two iPhones, an iPhone 13 Pro for Lisa and an iPhone 13 Mini for me.
Oh, that's
because
right.
Because I like
Lisa's
the mini
phone
size.
Too. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then an iPad Mini 6th Gen for me as well. And mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are the three things that I wound up with.
Okay. And Brian, you got a Pro Max?
No, the Max is too big for me. I got the 13 Pro.
You have a 13 Pro. Okay. So, all right. So Dave, I want to start with you, and I specifically want to talk about the iPad Mini because
sure.
It really felt like an upgrade. Like we got new outsides and new insides, and not just we went from a really old processor to a pretty old processor, which was the last round of Mini upgrades. So I want to find out what this experience is like with this new one.
It feels like an iPad Pro Mini is, and I know that's not entirely correct. We could certainly find places where that's false, but you know, prior Minis had the home button. Prior Minis could only use the Apple Pencil first gen. And this is neither of those things, right? It's got we'll call it edge to edge screen. There's still a good, you know, quarter inch, maybe third inch bezel around it. So it's not quite edge to edge.
You need some bezel.
You do need some bezel. It's true. It's true. Yeah, fair. Yeah, if it were smaller, I might actually dislike that. But it, you know, it the screen is much larger than any prior iPad Minis had been, and it's got Touch ID in the new home button. Well, sorry, not home button. The new button, power button that's on the edge of it, which works out fine on the iPad. I've had to adjust my brain from unlocking with my right hand, which is what used to float over the home button, to unlocking with my left hand, which is what generally floats over the Touch ID. But mm-hmm. I've set up three fingers on it, and that part works fine. But the whole experience. Go ahead, Brian.
Isn't the sleep wake button, isn't it on the right side of the iPad? Or is it on the
not anymore?
Not for me. It's not. It's in the top. If it's where the camera is, in a case, it is. If you have it in portrait mode, so you know, standing up the long way, mm-hmm. it's on top. If you have it in, you know, landscape mode, horizontal, then it's upper left.
It's the opposite short side of the charging cable port.
Correct.
On the device.
To Kelly, and then also Brian, correct. I am using it mostly in landscape mode. Yes,
thank you.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you like the Touch ID button? Because I thought that was a brilliant idea when they rolled it out, that it gave an option to take the button off the screen and give you additional acreage on screen, which was super handy. But also it seemed like a super useful way to make sure that for people who wanted or preferred Touch ID, that option seemed really nice. So does it seem to work pretty well?
I don't know. I'm 3 days into this. I'm still suffering change resistance. I would not want to use an iOS or iPadOS device without some sort of biometric authentication, either Touch ID or Face ID.
Yes.
Simply because for passwords and all of those things, mm-hmm. it is super convenient, right?
Yes.
However, it still feels really ham-fisted to me. But
okay,
but that may simply be me needing to adapt. You know, you got to give me 2 weeks and then ask me how I actually okay. feel about this. Yeah.
All right.
It's too soon to tell is the right answer for me to give to that question.
Okay. Now, but overall the mini experience seems to be pretty good, right? Like with this particular device.
They've done Touch a fantastic job.
Okay.
Yeah, they really have. It's a solid device. It's, you know, lightweight. It's a much bigger screen. It's a very clear screen. iPadOS 15 brings a lot of great things to this. Focus mode, especially on the iPad, really makes a difference. I very quickly set up reading focus mode so that when I launch the Kindle app or launch the Books app, it completely mutes all of my notifications and just lets me immerse myself in my book without, you know, telling me things about happening in the world. And, which is fantastic. It, you know, the impact of properly implemented focus mode settings is not to be dismissed here. Okay. Like that has been a huge part of what has been great about this iPad, but there's more than that. It's remember, I'm going from a 10 inch, you know, OG iPad Pro
this,
and I'm not missing the screen real estate, which is wow. another thing not to be dismissed. Right. Yeah. It's very well done. And it, you know, it way better to read on something this size than an iPad Pro.
Yes.
So yeah,
to be sure. Okay. Yeah. Is that your primary use case for your iPad?
No, it is one of them. It's probably 30% of what I do on my iPad. The rest is triaging email or, you know, doing things on the web or all the sort of, you know, things we do to muck about on our on our technological devices.
Okay.
So this was a part of the question that I had was about the screen, because one of the things that you and I figured out a long time ago, Dave, is that because you read on your back and because I read on my side when I'm in bed, the iPad Pro, I love the reading on the iPad Pro. I just absolutely love it because I'm not holding it above my head.
Right.
While I'm reading. And it turned out you were going, the iPad Mini is great. So we figured that out a long time ago. And I'm looking at the images of this iPad Mini with that much smaller bezel, with that home button going away, and I'm thinking to myself for the very first time that an iPad Mini might do me quite well with that much screen real estate.
Yeah, they did, other than the camera, which on iPads is never really a thing like it is on iPhones, right? Taking that out of it, they moved all of what I would call the pro elements, the right amount of pro elements into this iPad Mini so that it would not discourage people who might think they need an iPad Pro. Mm-hmm. Unlike what Apple has done with the iPhones Mini, which seems to, I think if they made an iPhone Pro Mini, they would sell a lot more of them and it would be a whole lot more of a success than the iPhone Mini line is, but
I've heard people clamoring for that.
Honestly, I don't know that it makes a difference, to be perfectly honest, but psychologically, when purchasing, if you are convinced you need a Pro, you almost certainly will just disregard the Mini, when in fact, I mean, let's be perfectly frank, how much better do you need the cameras to be? So for most of us,
I'm one of those people, because that's the reason that I'm upgrading is the better camera. So I want maximum cameras for what what I'm doing. But we'll talk about phones in a minute, because we definitely have a conversation to have there. But first, I want to take a minute and tell you about our sponsor this week, which is SimpliSafe. Now, I've told you about SimpliSafe before. The founders decided they wanted to build a security system that was easy to set up and easy to use. And they did that. And now they've added an outdoor security camera to the mix. So just like their other products, this seems like something that was actually designed by someone who tried to use existing security cameras and then made them better. So you get 1080p resolution, you get 8x zoom, there's night vision. The magic, in my opinion, is this last one, which is a rechargeable battery that is easy to remove. So when it needs charged, you can make that happen. And it's got integration with any SimpliSafe setup, whether it's new or existing. SimpliSafe is celebrating this new product with 20% off a new system and the first month of interactive monitoring for free. All you have to do is go to simplisafe.com/TDO and customize a system, and that will protect your home and family. That's simplisafe.com/TDO, SimpliSafe.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank SimpliSafe for sponsoring the show today. Now, I definitely want to talk to you, Dave, about phones, because you've got a Pro and a Mini at your house. And I would like to know what the difference is between them for you besides the size. I know the big difference is the camera, it seems like, between the two.
I think that is the difference between them.
Aside from size, right.
But yes, correct. Lisa went from an 11 Pro to the 13 Pro, which meant, if for anybody out there considering that, your phone will get bigger. Which I had forgotten about, that the 11 Pro was, you know, a 5.8-inch screen back in the days when Apple had, you know, weirdly sized things. But it's now a 6.1-inch screen. So she was like, oh, wait, this is bigger. Like, oh, that's right. Yeah, cool.
Yes.
Hope you like it. You know, and which she does. I have only used the 13 Pro a bit. The camera, especially the zoom on it, is certainly remarkable. You know, the whole concept of computational photography is the thing we need to remember is what happens in iPhones these days, right?
Yes. Where
they've got, you know, certainly decent lenses,
right?
That then there is, you know, a computer inside this device with lots of software that is completely focused on figuring out how to use the data that just came in those lenses in the very best way for your pictures.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've been taking pictures this weekend between the two phones, the 13 mini and the 13 Pro. And some of them, especially again with the zoom, you know, the 13 Pro certainly wins out. With everything else, it's sort of like, yeah, they both take great pictures. It's friggin' amazing that we have these things in our pockets.
Yeah. I'm very happy with my 12 Pro camera. And as I've said before, I was very happy with my 11 Pro camera until the minute I got my 12 Pro.
Right.
And I imagine it would probably be the same, if I were to get a 13 Pro. But, that was one of the things I wanted to know about, was with the size and the cameras. But like, from a practical perspective, they seem pretty similar, because you went from a 12 mini to a 13 mini, right?
Yeah. And other than looking at what really so far accounts to be nuanced differences when it comes to the photo, like the effectiveness of photos, like I was never upset with the photos that my 12 mini took. So the photos that my 13 mini takes are also not going to upset me, but I'm not a photography geek. Like I have, especially in the past two decades, I have intentionally not let myself become a photography geek, because otherwise I would just obsess about it. And I've got other things in my life that I happily obsess about.
Yes.
I'm glad to have a camera with me all the time, but that's as far as it goes for me.
Okay.
And so, but yeah, if it weren't for me doing this for my job, I would not have upgraded from the 12 mini to the 13 mini, nor would I be upset about still having a 12 mini. For the most part, I don't notice the difference between these two devices.
Yeah. Now, the thing I'm trying to remember is, Dave, the 12 mini wasn't your first smaller sized phone, right? Or was it?
No, I had the original iPhone SE, which would have been 4.5 years ago.
It came just after the 6S.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And I really liked that thing. And then obviously when the mini was announced last year, I was all over it. So,
Okay. Yeah. So you definitely prefer that form factor, which is good. Mm-hmm. So a thing I want to point out to people, two things. I'm going to leave a little teaser here, and that is we have a lot more to talk about when it comes to computational photography and AI with photos in general, and that's definitely coming. So we will absolutely be doing that soon, so keep an ear out for that. And if you have questions about new iPads or about the new phones, then you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Now, Brian, I want to hear about your experience with your new phone, because you also went from a 12 Pro to a 13 Pro, correct?
I did, yeah. The first thing is that it feels heavier. I'm not actually sure that it is. I haven't weighed them.
Okay.
And it feels, it's top heavy now, because those lenses are huge. And bigger lenses, generally speaking, I'm sure there's an upward limit of that, but bigger lenses are going to give you some kind of qualitative difference. Maybe it's not a qualitative difference that most people would notice, but I am super excited about this, the camera on this device. Now, everything Dave said about the fact that the vast majority of us really wouldn't be able to tell is true. This is definitely a case of, like, you know, me once. And the other thing is that, having mentioned that the lenses are huge, I feel it. Like literally when I'm holding the phone in my hand, I now notice the camera bump on the back, and I didn't used to. I don't think that's a problem, and I will quickly get used to it. But it is larger, and it makes its presence known. I haven't had a chance, like Dave, I've only had it for a couple of days. I haven't had a chance to take a lot of pictures yet, but mm-hmm. I'm excited by it. I also would say that I did not notice the smaller notch being smaller. I'm talking about the notch on the display, in the same way that I long ago basically just ignore the notch, like we all did about, you know, 3 or 4 days after we got the first notched iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm sure that I appreciate the having a few extra pixels on the screen that's not taken up by notch, but I don't ever find myself going, oh man, I love that smaller notch.
Yeah, the only time I noticed the difference in size of the notch was when putting an older phone's version of a tempered glass shield on the front of the phone. It was like, ah, look at that. The notch is, you know, not the notch in this is not matching the notch in that. And then, you know, the next day, of course, the new ones arrived from Amazon. And so I could swap it out. But even Lisa said on her phone, she was like, yeah, don't bother. Wait until it starts to crack and then we'll swap it out. She's like, it doesn't, like, I don't care.
Not as big a deal.
No.
So, okay. No.
I mean, it's good that they are. It's good that the notch isn't getting bigger. We would certainly notice that.
Oh yeah.
Right. I mean, maybe, it would be nice if the notch could go away, but it hasn't. And so
here we are. Yeah.
Here we are. And
the main reason I want the notch to go away is just so I can actually have a couple of extra icons up there. It's not that, like, that screen real estate. It's not. Yeah. Right? I mean, the problem
I just
with the
like
notch
it to be square.
Has never been the, you know, the lack of the image that I'm seeing. It's, I want the extra icons. Like, I would love to have my alarm icon back.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys missed that.
Yeah, that'd be nice. If you have feedback about this, if you got a new phone and just want to tease me about holding off on getting one, like I said, you can do that at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Thanks so much to both Dave and Brian for coming by today. I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.